Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to the fifth episode of our crime fighter series, Silent Cries. Ramatu is 19 and has just started university. Her family is going through a difficult time. Her father is unemployed and constantly in a bad mood. In her village, Lambu, the police officers Amsa and Bruce are investigating the murder of Mr. Yaji, a well-respected man and the father of Ramatu's friend Timo. Last time, Inspector Amsa made an important discovery that could bring the police closer to solving the case. A sensitive text message on Mr. Yaji's phone that suggested a romantic entanglement. This episode is called The Burden Children Bear. Let's start at the police station.
Come on, pick up that phone.
Still dialing that number, I'm sorry. If she didn't pick up yesterday or this morning, she isn't going to now.
I know, Inspector Bruce.
I just heard back from my contact. He's managed to get the caller's name and address from the phone register.
That's excellent news. So?
Her name is Queen Dumisani.
Never heard of her.
She doesn't live here in the village. She's in Utban, not far from the school where Mr. Yaji used to work. And guess what? Queen was one of his students. She's 16 years old.
Huh?
And pregnant.
What? I always suspected that Mr. Yaji had had an affair. But with such a young girl. If this is true, she might even be a suspect in his murder. Come on, let's go.
It's already late afternoon, Amza, and Utban is an hour away. I suggest we go there first thing tomorrow morning.
James and Timo, my sons.
Yes, Mama.
Yes, Mama.
I'm very upset about the way the two of you have been behaving since your father passed away. You're always fighting and you're in mourning. I think this is the time for us to be united now more than ever.
So you want us to continue the kind of life Father made us live? Pretending everything is fine. Coming from you, Mama, I'm disappointed.
James, why are you always so rude? How can you talk to our mother like that?
Shut up, Timo. What do you know? You are always their favorite.
I only asked you not to disrespect our mother.
Shut up, I said, or I'll give you the beating of your life.
Stop it. You boys should keep quiet and behave yourselves.
I'm sick and tired of keeping quiet. You always kept quiet, Mama, no matter what Dad did to us.
He's dead, James. You mustn't speak ill of him.
I remember everything. When I was just a little boy, we were served the leftovers from supper for breakfast. Remember? I couldn't eat them, but I knew that Papa would beat me if I didn't. So I threw them out when he wasn't looking. That night I was fast asleep, and he came into our room.
Wake up, James. Wake up and sit up.
What, Papa?
All my friends wear the best safari suits and expensive kaftans, but I can't wear any of those things. Do you know why?
Oh, Papa.
I'll tell you why. It's because I'm paying your school fees, putting a roof over your head, and feeding your hungry mouth. And for that, I think I deserve some gratitude. Don't you agree? Instead, you repay me by throwing the food I've worked for so hard in the trash. Now you're going to eat this food nice and quietly before you go back to sleep.
No, Papa, please. No, please, please.
Eat it. If you don't do it by yourself, I swear I will force it down your throat.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There were so many times like that. And worse. Much worse. You know there were. Where were you back then, Mama?
I remember that too. I was in the room with you. And Papa said he would beat me if I cried or said anything.
Oh, my boys. I'm so sorry.
Well,
It's too late now.
Okay, that's it for today. I should really get home now. Who's that? Come in.
Hello, Hamza.
Ah, Bahati. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I was on my way home when I saw a light in your office and decided to drop in. How have you been?
Good, good. I'm just so tired. It's been a long day.
I wanted you to know that I've talked to my boss, the lawyer, about the abandoned baby case.
Mm-hmm.
He's very busy at the moment, but he promised to think about it. I'm sorry I can't give you more information right now.
Don't worry. At least we're working on it, and the baby's being taken care of in the orphanage for now.
Yes. I'll leave you now. It's getting late.
Yes. Your wife must be waiting for you.
Oh, I'm not married. Not anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed
that. It's okay. I got divorced a while ago. We only were married for 2 years. No kids. You know, it's almost funny. I ran into exactly what I was trying so hard to avoid.
What do you mean?
Remember last time when we talked about domestic violence?
Mm-hmm.
My father was very abusive. He'd beat my mother and throw things at her.
That's terrible.
She took us and ran away to her elder brother, who helped her get a divorce. And I vowed I would never be like my father. I married very young, and I wanted to be a good husband, but...
What happened?
I received a scholarship from my state to study law, and I was working part-time. I thought we didn't need much, but my wife kept pressuring me to earn more money. She would intimidate and even threaten me. I was afraid of confiding in anyone. I thought they'd just laugh at me.
Oh, dear.
Then she started seeing other men. She would even bring them back to our house. I got so angry.
Oh, no. What did you do? Did you beat her?
No, I would never do such a thing. I left.
Oh.
It was hard, but it was the right decision. I've put it behind me now, and I can concentrate on what I want to do with my life.
Which is?
Help other children, women, or men who are experiencing the kind of thing I went through.
That's very ambitious.
Hey, do you maybe want to go and have dinner somewhere?
That sounds great, but not tonight. I need to get some sleep. I have an early start tomorrow. Papa Ramatu, are you asleep?
What is it, Bintu?
Nothing.
Then why did you ask?
I was just wondering if there's a way for us to make our relationship better. Are there things I do that you don't like?
No.
You seem so distant lately. Do you still love me, Taka?
How many times do I have to answer that question?
But if you love me, why don't you act as if you do? You don't even touch me anymore. The only time you touch me is when you beat me.
Don't be ridiculous. Are you a little girl?
Are you seeing someone else?
What kind of stupid question is that?
You must be going elsewhere. You have so little interest in me. What are you doing at Ramatu's University? Did you think I wouldn't find out?
What I do outside this house is none of your business.
I'm your wife. Ouch! Please, don't do this, Tucker.
How dare you disrespect me like this, eh? You've been getting more and more rebellious. The sooner I put a stop to that, the better.
No, Doug!
And where
please.
Is that little brat whose head you filled with nonsense and stupid novels that she reads all day and night? I'm going to stop her going to that stupid university.
Please don't. Ramatu has nothing to do with this. At least wait until morning. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
And on that dramatic note, we end this episode of our crime fighter series, Silent Cries. To hear what happens next, tune in to our next episode. Until then, stay safe and be sure to visit our website, dw.com/crimefighters, or join us for our discussion on Facebook. Bye for now.